إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا.
Truly, it is only associating others with Allah in His divinity that Allah does not forgive, and forgives anything besides that to whomsoever He wills. Whoever associates others with Allah in His divinity has indeed strayed far away.
إِن يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا إِنَاثًا وَإِن يَدْعُونَ إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا مَرِيدًا.
Rather than call upon him, they call upon goddesses, and call upon a rebellious Satan, No one sets up Satan as his god in the sense that he makes him the object of his ritual worship and declares him to be God in so many words. The way to make Satan one's god is to entrust one's reins to him and let oneself be drawn helplessly in whichever direction Satan wants. The relationship between the two becomes then one of worshiper and worshipped. This shows that either absolute, unreserved obedience to or blind following of anybody is tantamount to worshipping him, so that whoever indulges in this kind of absolute obedience is guilty of worshipping a god other than the one true God.
لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ وَقَالَ لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا.
Upon whom Allah has laid His curse, he said to Allah, "I will take to myself an appointed portion of your servants." This shows that Satan is determined to lay his claim to a portion of man's time, of his effort and labor, of his energies and capacities, of his material belongings, and of his offspring, and would somehow trick him into devoting a sizable portion of all these to his cause.
وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ وَمَن يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُّبِينًا.
And shall lead them astray, and shall engross them in vain desires. And I shall command them, and they will cut off the ears of the cattle. And I shall command them, and they will disfigure Allah's creation. He who took Satan rather than Allah for his guardian has indeed suffered a manifest loss. And they will cut off the ears of the cattle.
The reference here is to a superstitious Arabian custom. It was customary among the Arabs that after a camel had given birth to 5 or 10 young, to slit her ears and let her go in the name of their deity. They considered it forbidden to put her to any work. Likewise, the male camel that had generated 10 offspring was consecrated to some deity. The slitting of ears symbolized this consecration.
And I shall command them, and they will disfigure Allah's creation.
To alter God's creation in some respect does not mean changing its original form. Hence, the alteration of God's creation, which is characterized as satanic, consists in using a thing not for the purpose for which it was created by God. In other words, all acts performed in violation either of one's true nature or of the intrinsic nature of these other objects are the result of the misleading promptings of Satan. These include, for instance, sodomy, birth control, monasticism, celibacy, sterilization of either men or women, turning males into eunuchs, diverting females from the functions entrusted to them by nature, and driving them to perform the functions for which men were created.
يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا.
Satan makes promises to them and fills them with vain hopes, but whatever he promises them is merely delusion.
أولئك مأواهم جهنم ولا يجدون عنها محيصا.
For these people, their abode shall be hell, and from there they shall find no way of escape.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا.
But those who believe and do good, we shall cause them to enter the gardens beneath which rivers flow. Here they will abide forever. This is Allah's promise in truth, and whose word is truer than Allah's?
ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب من يعمل سوءا يجز به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا.
It is neither your fancies nor the fancies of the people of the book which matter. Whoever does evil shall reap its consequence and will find none to protect and help him against Allah.
وَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا.
Whoever does good and believes, whether he is male or female, such shall enter the garden. And they shall not be wronged in the slightest.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِّمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا.
And whose way of life could be better than that of he who submits his whole being to Allah, does good, and follows exclusively the way of Abraham, peace be upon him, whom Allah took for a friend.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا.
Whatever is in the heavens and in the earth belongs to Allah. Allah encompasses everything.